DJ David Mobile.
Wow. I didn't think they let you out after dark. K&4 VWA.
You snipe hunting when you were a kid?
You're the only man that ever actually caught a snipe.
Well, I found another place to hunt bird. So I'm going bird hunting at nighttime. And it's not going, hitting White Hampton and going east. It's hitting White Hampton and going west.
Okay, I can only imagine that you're out trying to find some KFC or some Bojangles chicken.
I found a new bird hunting spot, a snipe hunting spot. It's called Huey Magoo's. Have you heard of them?
It's called Magoo's?
It's called Huey Magoo's. Remember that cartoon character named Huey? I think it was a chicken.
Huey, boy, I remember the comic book.
Well, new place down there where the movie theaters used to be, you know, across from White Hampton High School, down in that area, out closer to White Hampton, called Huey Magoo's. And somebody in next door said it was 10 times better than Zaxby's. So, I'm going bird hunting.
Well, I'll tell you what, let me know how it is. I would imagine it's in one of those restaurants there along, you know where the Honda dealership is? Right before you get to the Honda dealership. Imagine it's in one of those, isn't it?
The dealership has Art Delaney's, because I never went in the Honda side. I always went in the Art Delaney side. And you know what was inside there? Airplanes. But anyway, yeah, pass on that, on down the hill, on down into the valley down there.
Well, is it just traditional southern fried chicken, or is it some of this new stuff, or what?
I just saw that somebody said it's 10 times better than Zaxby's, and somebody, you know, a couple of other people agreed, so figure it's worth a shot. Something different, right? Never hurts to have two bird hunting, what do they call those, snares, or what do they call it where you sit and hunt birds?
What I caught my snipe with was just an old burlap bag, but hey, times change. That was a different millennia.
And you caught a snipe. You actually caught a snipe. What did it look like?
Quite cute. And as a matter of fact, I never did go back in with the rest of the guys because it drove me off, and we had a really nice time the rest of the night. When they set me out to find the snipe, this gal come along, and I met her. I forgot all about the snipe. I forgot all about them. I had a great time.
Bear hunter, my boss at Michelin, he was one of them. I went through several. Because I moved around inside Michelin a bunch until I found where I wanted to be. But one of mine, he was a bear hunter, and he wanted to take me down toward Columbia, I think, to go snipe hunting. And I said, well, you normally go bear hunting up toward North Carolina, don't you? And he said, yeah, but... And anyway, I started asking other people what snipe hunting was. I figured out I didn't need to go snipe hunting with him.
And knowledge is always king.
It was, but I never went snipe hunting myself.
But I tell you what, I talked to Patrick just a little bit ago, and he's planning on coming on Saturday.
Johnny, I was talking to Johnny for a good part of this evening while he was on his way home, and we went through the which way the wind is coming in and what side the wall needs to be on the fireplace on the campfire, because they usually build a U shape. It's like a horseshoe shaped fire, and there's the wall keeps the fire going, and then as the fire burns down, you push the wall into the fire and it burns down too. So we went through all of that. Anyway, I spent my evening on the phone with Johnny.
Magnificent plans. Now, by the way, I'm going to come on out and try to help you some of that shooting. But I won't need your help as far as shooting an antenna. I've come up with another amazing the stupidity that runs through my head at times. But it looks like this is going to pay off. So I'll have my wire up, and I won't need to shoot a line.
Interesting. And you're going to use the pole and just pull it up at the apex, and then have the end side off and have an inverted V.
Coyote.
That's the way to do it. There's a lot of people that do that. I saw a guy down Lawrenceville Hamfest one time. He had that set up on a pneumatic antenna that plugged into his trailer hitch and had arms that went out to the side to stabilize it. And he tied the ends down, and then he would just raise the center point up to whatever height he wanted it to be. And it worked pretty good. He was over there making contacts in the parking lot at Lawrenceville Hamfest.
Well, now, did Patrick mention this new antenna that he's got?
What's that? It might have. Which one? What's the new antenna that he has?
The super antenna. No, not a super loop. The super antenna. It's a modified vertical.
Vertical. Is it like a stainless steel whip, or is it like one that changes capacitance and therefore bands? What kind of vertical?
Top of a tripod, and it's got different loads on it. It's kind of like a vertical tar heel that sits on a tripod.
Well, that goes up and down through the coil.
Are the details that close? But yes, I'm assuming so.
Yaesu makes one of those. Tar Heel makes one, and Yaesu makes one. Did he get the Yaesu?
Now, the Yaesu is a ATOS 120A, and I have one of those on my truck that I use with my 857D, and it works pretty doggone good. I've got contacts in Europe and Latin America and, you know, all over the U.S. and Canada with it. So, but, you know, it is marginal. It is a compromise antenna.
My son used to put a Tar Heel, a full-blown Tar Heel, on a stake in the ground in the front yard or the backyard. He just stuck it on a stake and stuck it out there, and he used to talk all over the place on that Tar Heel, and it was sitting on the ground.
I can't understand why I've got to get this vertical, this Comet, up so high. So, anyhow, hey, you know, what can you say?
For us, it was really high up off the ground. It was really good for radio transmission. He could hear the 8-2 in Atlanta. He could talk on the 8-2 Atlanta and the 8-2 on Parrish Mountain at the same time.
Yeah. Okay. That's doing something. All right. Well, as a matter of fact, I'm down here in my man cave trying to finish off a couple of little details on this thing. And I'm going to jump back at it. Hey, you going to pick that chicken up and bring it home, or are you going to eat there?
So I'm timing it so that I get home about the same time she gets home. But I'll let you know how it is.
Hey, please do. As a matter of fact, once you pick it up, how far away from there are you?
Over there where that burned down place you used to bounce. You used to play a bouncer at, right there, that sinks, bottom of that hill on White Hampton.
I'm going to be gone before you can get all the way out there and pick anything up. But, next time I talk to you, let me know how that stuff is. I'd like to know. Especially since everybody's bragging on it. Matter of fact, I probably ought to call David Cole. If it's food, David knows about it. So, anyhow, well, you have a good evening, Dave. Be careful out there. And I'll talk to you again soon. 73's KN4VWA, clear.
All right, well, get that shack cleaned up. KF4VWA, W4DJW Mobile.
KW, KF4NXY.
Good evening, David. How are you doing this evening?
Doing real good. I've had an interesting day. I went and got a load of metal to do some work around the house, and make a long story short, it wound up in the middle of the roof. I had a lot of good Samaritans help me out today, so I got home, wound up getting home with a load of metal and not too much damage to it.
Wound up, and then it sounded like somebody keyed up at the same time you were keyed up, and then they let off. I didn't hear what it wound up in.
Wound up in the road, in the middle of the road.
I've had stuff fall. I had a rocking chair fall out of my truck when I was going down the road one day, and it skinned up the arms and the top, but it survived. It didn't shatter, but I hate it when that happens. So good Samaritans got out there and helped you gather it all up.
Gathered it all up, and then a couple of guys come along in a pickup truck and pulled off to the side of the road, and they pretty much loaded it back into my truck for me.
Good of them to do that for you. You got any idea what you're going to be building with all that metal?
We're redoing the roof on one of the mobile homes, and got a storage shed out back that I need to redo the roof on.
On those roofs, or are you just building it on the ground, have somebody else put it up there?
Yeah, I got somebody else doing it. He's just gonna put the metal over the shingles that are already there.
I was gonna say, you probably don't need to be out there climbing on that roof, do you?
Well, I've gotten too old for that kind of stuff. But anyway, I think I heard y'all talking about the thing coming and was wanting to get a few more details on it. I kind of had to step away from the radio for a minute, and I didn't, you know, hear the discussion on it.
Saturday about, well, you know, anywhere between 10 and 2, 10 in the morning, 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. on Saturday up there at Musk Creek, right 441 Musk Creek. It's right there at Gene's place, same place we had it last summer. And it'll go 24 hours. I think original or the official on the air is at 2 o'clock, but we're not doing a whole lot of the official ARRL stuff. It's not like we're in competition. We're going up there just to have a good time.
Or QM figured out. What about, you know, y'all want me to maybe bring like a bucket of chicken or something, or, you know, got plans for that kind of stuff?
Cooking. K4RHF, he's the same guy that cooked last time. Do you know Bob?
I don't. Didn't join the club till right at the end of last year, so I really haven't met a whole lot of people.
KY4QF there, but I could be wrong. Wouldn't hurt. I think somebody else tried to jump in there too while you were in there. Let's see if there's somebody else there. Is there another party trying to get in?
K4QF, affirmative. I heard you talking about this weekend, and I'm interested in to hear what we got going on.
What's going on is the second of the two who doubled with QM. So what's going on this weekend is Winter Field Day, the ARRL Winter Field Day. And it's happening up there at Gene's place off Musk Creek Road, 441 Musk Creek Road. And Saturday and Sunday, set up at 10 a.m. Saturday on the air at 2, off the air at 2 on Sunday. And then the QM, all I caught was the tail end of the QM call. QM call, go ahead.
EK5WLL.
I'm not sure. Go ahead, Leroy.
Bob's going to be able to cook this year. I think Johnny's got somebody else lined up. I think one of his neighbors is going to cook for us. And it's 449 Musk Creek. 449 Musk Creek.
There you go, David.
Miller, 7KE5WLL, mobile quick.
Well, I'll write that down, and I'll plan on seeing y'all Saturday, KF4NXY.
All right, that's good timing, because I'm about to pull up over here at Huey Magoo's. And I think Bill was the other one that was in there. Was that you, Bill?
QM, this is Roy.
KY4QM, I think it was. I'm not sure. Anyway, I'm at Magoo's and I'm in line, so if I disappear, you'll know what happened. it'll be my turn at the window. I'm like third in line. Go ahead.
understand that. How am I hitting you? I'm over here by the Spartanburg Mall. Probably you're not that far away. QM anyways. On this weekend trip, I guess everybody's bringing their radios and whatnot. I've got a whole bunch of OEM radio tubes, if anybody's interested in that.
Good afternoon, Roy. This is Leroy, K5WLF Mobile. Yeah, he's probably in line now, but yeah, if you want to bring him, I'm sure somebody might be interested in looking at him and see what you got at least.
I understand. I probably got 300 or 400, and probably 325 are like $4 tubes, but I got a few that are big dollar, $100 tubes or whatever, and I got an IC735 that I'd like to try out and see what if it works or whatnot. I bought it for $20 online. I think it works, but...
If you want to bring a radio, bring it on, and anything else, we'll throw it up, put it on, and play with it, and see what happens.
So that sounds good, because it's just sitting on my porch, so I'll bring the tubes, and I'll throw them in the back of the truck, and this radio. I don't have an antenna for it yet, but like I said, I paid like $20 for it online, and, you know, I've got about 60 into it, but it seems to work. It's ICOM IC735, so I've got a good deal if it works.
If it works, you did get a great deal. We got a couple of club radios we'll have out there and a couple of club antennas, and I'm sure somebody else will bring some radios and equipment, maybe a spare antenna out there somewhere. And like I said, we can throw it up, try it, see what happens.
Would I just kind of walk around and say, hey, can I hook up my radio, or how does that work?
Why don't you let someone know that you got a radio you want to play with? I'm sure somebody would be more than willing to give up an antenna for a few minutes or so.
Sure that. And is it my understanding that this is going to run for like 24 hours, so you could be out there at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning? You know, is that how it's going to work or what? I know, with propagation and everything, whatever.
Field day, I don't know if you're how familiar you are for it. It's simulated emergency setup, and we're setting up an emergency situation using off-the-grid power system. We have generators for the club that we use, and but we start at the prompt 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Saturday, run 24 hours to 2 o'clock Sunday afternoon, tear down, and typically we're done and everything for the wade Sunday afternoon about 5:30 or so. And we'll usually have a meal in the afternoon on Saturday. We'll have an evening meal together, and then whatever's left we'll kind of snack throughout the night. Folks that want to spend the night will set up tents or whatever and camp for the night, or sometimes people will go home and come back in the morning early. It just depends on how you want to do it.
Wow, I never heard of that before, but yeah, I'd like to bring this radio up there, and like I said, I don't want to invest a lot of money in an antenna or nothing, because I know it works, but some guy told me it worked, but we really couldn't make a connection, so maybe I'd be interested to see, but it sounds good.
Well, I'm where I need to be, Roy. You take care, and I'm sure Dave will be back here shortly if he's not already. I know he was going through the drive-thru there. But we'll talk to you later, 7-3 for now. We'll catch you down the log. K-A-5-W-L-L, mobile clear.
At K-Y-4-Q-M, on the side.
5-W-L-L, mobile.
4-H-X. Hey, Leroy.
Hey, Patrick. How you doing this evening?
It's better. I'm almost home. How about yourself?
In about 5 minutes, I'll be at the house. I just left work and had to stop at the chemist for pick up some photos for Gail, and then I gotta head home.
Vehicle switch, and I'm about 5 minutes from the house myself, and then I'll get to sit down and do my business closeout tonight and call it evening. Well, and then listen to the net over on the 330 machine.
You live up towards Brevard, don't you?
Yes, sir. I live, if you know where DuPont State Forest is, I live down in the valley there from it on the Hendersonville side.
I'll be up around the, I drive for AutoZone, and I'll be up around the Chimney Rock store tomorrow, and then Wednesday afternoon, I got to drive, I got to go up to Brevard and Waynesville area. Hook farm. The 2500 van, we deliver parts store to store.
High shot store to store.
Yeah, roger that.
Well, that's a pretty cool job then, I guess.
Little gig, it keeps me out of trouble for the most part.
Important part, then it gives you a little bit of radio money, right?
That's affirmative.
Pull the trigger on that FT5D?
Negative. Actually, I did find battery packs though for that FT70 that I got. So I've got a couple extra battery packs for it. So I'm gonna hold off on that other radio.
I was just wondering if you ever pulled the trigger on it. I really like mine. As far as programming from the front panel, it's probably one of the easiest I've seen yet.
Well, they don't make them where you can program anymore. I remember first radios I had, it was really easy to program on the front panel, but nowadays you got to almost hook them up to a computer to program them.
I mean, using them, it's hard to know your way around them, especially if you got, you know, a couple different types of radios.
So that, I got a Yaesu handheld, a Yaesu mobile at the house that I use for a base, and then I have an ICOM in the truck that I run. So, yeah, buying the programming and plus, I don't have a computer that has a disk drive, and you almost have to have a disk drive for your programming, plus the cable.
For a lot of them now, when you order the RT systems, they just come with a little code, and you got to go to their site and download it, and then that's instead of the disk. But if you ever need it, I've got a CD drive that operates on USB. You can plug it into any USB port and ready to go.
Okay, I'll keep that in mind. Are you planning on doing winter field day this weekend?
Roger that, I am.
Are you coming down to Greenville or are you going to do it up there?
Come down there right now.
Okay. Yeah, I'm planning on being up there myself, so we'll catch up then.
Roy, I'm getting ready to pull in the driveway anyway, so you be safe the rest of your trip, and looking forward to seeing you Saturday, KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final, step 3.
All right, I'm on final approach myself. I'll talk to you later. KO5WLL, mobile clear, 7-3, Patrick.
LL, W4DJW, did you handle those guys after I went down in that hole and I was gone?
Roger, I talked to Roy for a few minutes. He's got some tubes he's going to bring, and he also has a new radio, well, new to him radio that he got for like $20, a HF radio that he wants to go try out, and I told him to bring it on.
Okay, well, down in that valley where Huey Magoo's is, oh, radio just went dead. I couldn't even hear the repeater courtesy tone when I let up off the mic, so I'm glad you picked that up for me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, Roy was in there calling you, and I was just getting ready to get out of the truck when I heard him call you, and I went ahead and picked it up for you. But have you eaten at Huey Magoo's before?
No, never before. I just saw somebody ask if it's any good, and the person that replied to him said it's 10 times better than Zaxby's, and then there's a couple of people who said that agreed that it was better than Zaxby's, so I figured that it's worth giving it a shot.
I've heard mixed reports on it, so I don't know. I haven't eaten there yet, but one day I might try it. Anyways, I'm in the driveway. We'll let you go, Dave. You take care, and we will talk to you later.
Appreciate it. Have a good evening. W4DJW Mobile.
Anytime. KO5WLL clear.